Jack Reacher saw the guy step in through the door. Actually, there was no door. The guy just stepped in through the part of the front wall that wasn't there. The bar opened straight out onto the sidewalk. There were tables and chairs out there under a dried-up old vine that gave some kind of nominal shade. It was an inside-outside room, passing through a wall that wasn't there. Reacher guessed there must be some kind of an iron grill they could padlock across the opening when the bar closed. If it closed. Certainly Reacher had never seen it closed, and he was keeping some pretty radical hours. The guy stood a yard inside the dark room and waited, blinking, letting his eyes adjust to the gloom after the hot whiteness of the Key West sun. It was June, dead on 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the southernmost part of the United States, way farther south than most of the Bahamas. A hot white sun and a fierce temperature. Reacher sat at his table in back and sipped water from a plastic bottle and waited. The guy was looking around. The bar was a low room built from old boards dried to a dark color. They looked like they had come from old, broken-up sailing ships. Random pieces of nautical junk were nailed to them. There were old brass things and green glass globes. Stretches of old nets. Fishing equipment, Reacher guessed, although he had never caught a fish in his life. Or sailed a boat. Overlaying everything were 10,000 business cards, tacked up over every spare square inch, including the ceiling. Some of them were new, some of them were old and curled, representing ventures that had folded decades ago. The guy stepped farther into the gloom and headed for the bar. He was old, maybe 60, medium height, bulky. A doctor would have called him overweight, but Reacher just saw a fit man some way down the wrong side of the hill. A man yielding gracefully to the passage of time, without getting all stirred up about it. He was dressed like a northern city guy on a short-notice trip to somewhere hot. Light gray pants, wide at the top, narrow at the bottom. A thin, crumpled beige jacket. A white shirt with the collar spread wide open. Blue-white skin showing at his throat. Dark socks, city shoes. New York or Chicago, Reacher guessed. Maybe Boston. Spent most of his summertime in air-conditioned buildings or cars. Had these pants and this jacket stashed away in the back of his closet ever since he bought them 20 years ago. Brought them out and used them occasionally as appropriate. The guy reached the bar and went into his jacket and pulled out a wallet. It was a small, overloaded old item in fine black leather. The sort of wallet that molds itself tight around the stuff crammed inside. Reacher saw the guy open it with a practiced flick and show it to the bartender and ask a quiet question. The bartender glanced away like he'd been insulted. The guy put the wallet away and smoothed his wisps of gray hair into the sweat on his scalp. He muttered something else and the bartender came up with a beer from a chest of ice. The old guy held the cold bottle against his face for a moment and then took a long pull. Belched discreetly behind his hand and smiled, like a small disappointment had been assuaged. Reacher matched his pull with a long drink of water. The fittest guy he had ever known was a Belgian soldier who swore the key to fitness was to do whatever the hell you liked, as long as you drank 5 liters of mineral water every day. Reacher figured 5 liters was about a gallon, and since the Belgian was a small, whippy guy half his size, he should make it 2 gallons a day. 10 full-size bottles. Since arriving in the heat of the Keys, he had followed that regimen. It was working for him. He had never felt better. Every day at 4 o'clock, he sat at this dark table and drank 3 bottles of still water, room temperature. Now he was as addicted to the water as he had once been to coffee. The old guy was side on to the bar, busy with his beer, scanning the room. Reacher was the only person in it, apart from the bartender. The old guy pushed off with his hip and stepped over. Waved his beer in a vague gesture that said, "May I?" Reacher nodded to the opposite chair and broke the plastic seal on his 3rd bottle. The guy sat heavily. He overwhelmed the chair. He was the sort of guy who keeps keys and money and handkerchiefs in his pants pockets so that the natural width of his hips is way exaggerated. "Are you Jack Reacher?" he asked across the table. Not Chicago or Boston. New York, for sure. The voice sounded exactly like a guy Reacher had known. Spent the first 20 years of his life never more than 100 yards from Fulton Street. "Jack Reacher?" the old guy asked again. Up close, he had small, wise eyes under an overhanging brow. Reacher drank and glanced across at him through the clear water in his bottle.
"Are you Jack Reacher?"
the guy asked for the third time. Reacher set his bottle on the table and shook his head. "No," he lied.